This is Triple H 100.1 FM with Ian Stewart. Good afternoon and welcome again to Rotary Matters. Today we're going to continue our discussions about Rotary. I'm going to try and tell you what it is, some of the good work that it does, and how Rotarians and non-Rotarians can get involved. Now, we call the programme Rotary Matters because, as you'll find out over the next hour, Rotary impacts many lives, many causes and many concerns locally and all over the world. So what happens is that each week we bring you an interview to explain and provide insight into a specific Rotary cause or project. Look, it might be with an Australian who's opened up a school in Uganda, or an Australian who's running an orphanage in Ethiopia. Close to home, we might focus on running a food bank in suburban Sydney, or taking disabled children on a jumbo joy flight, or in recognising somebody in the community who's gone over and above the call, earning themselves what we call a Pride of Workmanship Award. Well, today we're going to meet two Rotarians from Belrose Rotary Club who will explain a unique partnership that they have with a school in the town of Peak Hill, which is about 400 k's from Sydney, deep in the country. It's an old gold mining town, has a population of about 700, but it does include a significant percentage of Indigenous people. So, each year what happens is that a bunch of Year 11 and 12 students from Peak Hill Central School, they come down to Sydney to get a taste of what it's like in a big city, but more importantly, to expand their knowledge of the world of work and how to apply for a job. They meet local business and government people. They experience some of the attractions of Sydney, like the Harbour Bridge and the Rocks, for example, and they're billeted with local Rotary families and they enjoy an experience that will last a lifetime. But that's not all, for later on in the year, a group of Rotarians, about 6 or 10 of them, they go out to Peak Hill and they provide these school children with advice on careers and the world of work, how to apply for them, and in doing so, how to conduct themselves at an interview. It's a really great example of Rotarians going over and above the call, demonstrating the motto of service above self. There's much more to the story than this, so I'd urge you to stay tuned to Rotary Matters as we meet Chris Brownlee and David Barnes from Belrose Rotary Club. But look, if you're joining us for the very first time, let me give you a quick refresher. It's the what I call the elevator pitch about Rotary, if you like. It's a worldwide organisation set up over 100 years ago to foster the concept of service above self. Worldwide, there are 1.2 million members and 35,000 Rotary clubs in 220 countries, so it's a relatively large organisation. Here in Australia, we've got 30,000 Rotarians, 1,100 clubs, and another 270 clubs over in New Zealand. Most clubs meet once a week and they donate their time to a range of very worthy local, regional and international community service projects. So you're going to find Rotarians fighting disease like polio or malaria, providing clean water, sanitation and hygiene, saving mothers and children, supporting education, growing local economies and promoting peace. Locally, you might see Rotarians delivering supplies to communities stricken by drought or bushfire, as we had in our neighbourhood just a few months ago. You might meet a student here on exchange from overseas who's attending a local school and staying with a local family. Or Rotarians running a fundraising event focused on sending emergency shelter boxes to help communities overseas which have been devastated by natural disaster. As I said a few months ago, today you're going to be meeting two Rotarians from Belrose Rotary Club. Belrose is in one of the northeastern suburbs of Sydney, not far from the northern beaches. And they're going to explain the unique and very beneficial relationship that their club has with a school in the country town of New South Wales called Peak Hill. Stay tuned and I'll be back with you shortly. And I began by asking Chris to tell us a bit more about Belrose Rotary Club.
About the Belrose Rotary Club, whereabouts is it and when do you meet and how many members you've got, that sort of thing?
Okay, well, we're in the area of Belrose, Davidson, French's Forest.
Climby Heights.
Sydney. Northern Beaches were classed as, but we're on the high country, Northern Beaches. We were chartered in 27th of October 1986, and our mother club is Francis Forest Rotary. We have a membership at the moment of 21 with three prospective members, one which will be inducted in our meeting Tuesday week. That will be our first Zoom meeting induction.
So how are you going to do that? How will you induct a new member virtually?
Well, I took it from the assembly last weekend that Ryde has done two or three, and a number of other clubs in Western area and Lower Blue Mountains have been inducting people. We're going to run the meeting and have their citation and their Rotary pin and display it to them, basically. And last Tuesday's Zoom meeting, we had 18 members online, or sorry, 18 participants. We had one Rotaractor and three honorary members participate, plus our own membership. We'll do that online because this lady's very keen to get going. And so we'll see how it goes.
Excellent. So there is a formal process whereby members join the club, and there is an induction process which you've just described, the handing over a pin, a certificate. And is there some pledge made by the recipient? Do they speak at this occasion?
They normally do reply. I'll be giving them sort of a welcome to Rotary, basically, and what they're, you know, they're welcome to Rotary and the fact that they're the world's newest Rotarian on the night. So
fantastic. And they probably will be too.
Well, at that point in time, exact time, it will be. So the other thing you want to know was activities. Well, one of them is Peak Hill, which we're going to describe more fully. Another one we do is our Trees of Joy, which ironically was started by our member Ian Stewart.
Oh.
who was a past member, deceased now, unfortunately, but his wife still carries on. And we raise around, collect around 3,800 gifts at Christmas time. Of that, this year we had $22,000 in drought money, which we have sent to about a quarter of that to the Coonabarabran Rotary Club, and the other has gone to Peak Hill to the Combined Churches Committee and being distributed within the Peak Hill wider community.
So what were the main methods you used to raise $22,000?
Well, we have the trees of joy, or the giving trees, as some people call them. We have them in 14 locations, in shopping centres, in business centres, you know, like business owners put them in their centres, and we collect from those places. We did have a big corporate, but they pulled out and did a virtual online system a couple of years ago. 2 years ago, it was nearly 7,000 gifts we were given, but 3,800 is enough to handle. And then we've got to distribute the presents, the toys and that come in to all sorts of charities like Bear Cottage, Royal Far West, Stewart House, Manly Warringah Women's Refuge, Burnside, Angler Care, Exodus Foundation, and I left one out. But we have a big distribution network. But primarily, we, instead of putting a gift for a child on the tree, on a card, we have handwritten cards, not computer generated, handwritten cards, and we do a different coloured card saying give a gift voucher from Woolworths or from Coles, depending which shopping centre we're in. We work in our local shopping centre, Glenrose Village Shopping Centre, Belrose, and we also work in Stocklands at Balgala.
So for a relatively small group of people, 21 people, you seem extraordinarily active in what you do. So congratulations to you on that.
Now, well, we also have a big youth program too,
right?
Which is Youth Exchange. We've been doing Youth Exchange for 20-plus years now. We also into Ripon, Ryla, Science Experience, and we do public speaking with primary school, lower high school, and senior classes, as well as we have the seniors come in and run our meeting once a year.
So there'd be very few people in Belrose and around who do not know something about Rotary.
For sure. Yep. Yeah. Agreed. Well done.
Yep. So Peak Hill, let's talk about that now. Can you just give us an idea, what is Peak Hill? Where is Peak Hill? How big it is and what they get up to over there?
Okay. Well, Peak Hill is situated on the Newell Highway, which is the main trunk route between Melbourne and Brisbane in Western New South Wales. Peak Hill lies between Parkes and Dubbo, and it's about 406 or 8 kilometres, whichever literature you look up, from Sydney. Basically head to Parkes and turn right and head north up the Newell Highway to Peak Hill. Peak Hill really came about because they found gold in a hill that stood in the middle of the plain there at what is now Peak Hill, and that dates back to I did have it written down.
1889.
That's right, yep. And they worked that till about 1917. And then again, they worked it from 1992 when the gold price increased. They worked it through till about 2003. But now it is a tourist attraction, the gold mine. But Peak Hill has a population of about 600 to 700 in the village and about 1,400 in the district around Peak Hill. It sits within the Parkes Shire, its location. So Parkes is its main, closest major centre. And we started in Peak Hill back in 1994 in the drought of late 1994 because it is a sheep and wheat growing area. Some of the best mid-range merino sheep come from the area. We started a drought collection there. The other notable thing with Peak Hill in 1919, after the railway line came through in 1914, it has the historic presence of the first upright wheat silo in the country, situated at Peak Hill. So, and of course, Peak Hill is now going to be on the new inland rail line.
So, Chris Brownlee, for the benefit of our international listeners, we're talking about a town, about 700 people, 400 k's to the sort of west of Sydney, heading over to the border there. So there is a school, Peak Hill School. Tell us a little bit about Peak Hill School.
Okay, it's Peak Hill Central School. It's runs from in a central school. We've classes from kindergarten to year 12. So it's a primary, an infant, a primary and a high school all in one. And we have about 125 students and 75% of those are Indigenous.
Okay.
Our staff numbers, I think, are around 20. There's just a new principal starting next week, actually.
Okay. Okay, so this would be typical of schools that would be found in the country, in that part of the world.
That's right, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So Belrose Rotary Club adopted what we call the Peak Hill Project. Now, David Barnes, can you tell us a little bit about this, what the project is and what it seeks to achieve?
Yep, okay. Well, it's a vocational project. You know, it comes under the vocational banner. And it involves Rotarians working primarily with Year 11 and Year 12 students, but also Year 10. It aims to get the students thinking about possible employment and career opportunities, what they can do whilst at school to get themselves onto the various career paths. We basically aim to bolster their self-confidence right now and also for the future. We endeavour to help them prepare for the job application journey, concluding with the all-important interview process. And we also hopefully enable them to see the bigger picture of what employment opportunities lie out there. We encourage them to think bigger than perhaps they were. That's it, I suppose, in a nutshell. I can go into specifics if you like.
So, David, were some of the children thinking of going on to tertiary education, or were they expecting to enter the workforce or do a TAFE course?
The majority, I would think, and Chris, correct me if I'm wrong here, would be thinking of doing TAFE or workforce, but we've had others that have gone on to tertiary and become doctors.
Okay, so then the idea of adopting Peak Hill School or Central School, was that your idea, Chris, or was it yours, David?
No, it was actually the headmaster's idea, or okay. The principal, as they call them, yeah. Mm-hmm. When we took the food up to Peak Hill in 1994, it was provided to the Country Women's Association, and they said, "Would you like to talk to the principal of the school?" And he came up with the idea of this vocational project because they live in a very sort of tight knit community, and they don't get to see a lot of things that we take for granted.
Right. So it was the CWA that was the sort of the midwife in all of this, putting the two parts together.
Yeah.
So you've been going now for since 1994, 26 years. Has the program expanded at all during that period, or what has changed?
No, it's been pretty much the same all the way through. It varies because the number of students varies each year, but the basic blueprint for the program is the same. Do you want me to go into what we actually do? Or
tell us what actually happens, please.
All right. Well, there are two basic aspects to it. One involves a visit to Sydney in November by the Year 11 students. And then the second aspect is we go up in May and talk to the then Year 12 students who were the Year 11 the year before. And we do presentations and workshops, PowerPoint presentations and workshops, and mock interviews with the Year 12. Year 11, we take them around to various businesses. Well, actually, on the weekend, they come down on a Friday. On the weekend, we take them to fun activities that they won't have experienced up in Peak Hill. And then on the Monday and the Tuesday, we take them to various businesses and talk to the various employees and managers and the things about career paths and career opportunities within those sorts of businesses.
So let me stop you. How many children are involved in this, David Barnes?
It varies from as little as 4 or 5 to up to 16.
Oh, really? Okay.
It depends entirely on how many students there are in that year at that time.
And they would all be keen to come, I imagine.
Yes, yeah. For some of them, it's their first time to the city.
Okay, so they arrive on a Friday afternoon or Friday evening, and what happens to them over the weekend?
Well, they're billeted with Rotarians, which is a new experience for a lot of them, to actually leave their family. Then on the weekend, we do things. For example, I'll just rattle off a couple of the things that I've got written down here. We do a bridge walk, do the pylon, go to the rocks markets, Paddy's markets. We visit a beach and we work with a surf life-saving club and they have a swim, which is new experience to a lot of them. Sometimes we take them sailing. We've taken them to the zoo, ice skating, movies, 10-pin bowling, just a whole lot of things that they wouldn't normally get to experience. That's over the weekend. That's the fun component.
Right. And then the businesses that you would visit on the Monday and the Tuesday, what typically are they?
It varies. I'll again rattle off a little list I've got here for you. We've done Cole Crawford, for example, sales and service. We've done a couple of hotels. Sorry?
A car dealership, did you say?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Sorry. The locals would understand what I'm saying. Cole Crawford is a major car dealership in the area. Yeah. And he shows us their sales set up and their servicing department. We've been to a couple of major hotels in Manly, one of which used to actually put on it no longer exists, used to put on a lunch for the students in their restaurant. We've been to printing in businesses, ambulance service and paramedics. Warringah Council, the mayor comes and has met the kids and sat them down in the room there, and we've had people come from the council and talk about their career paths, childcare, the Navy, Blackmores we've used, and panel beaters and things. We've had Bronwyn Bishop, who you'd know, I think you'd know Bronwyn Bishop, Ian.
Yes.
The ex-parliamentarian has come and addressed the kids, and we have the people talk to them about various parts of the business, you know, the admin, the sales, the accounting, warehousing, logistics, and we get the individual employees to talk about their particular career experience to show that you're not stuck in one rut. You may start, you know, in the warehouse, you may end up in sales or sales management, to try and get them to realise that the decision they're making first up is not going to lock them in forever, that there are a lot of opportunities out there. So that's basically it, I guess. We talk about transferable skills.
It seems like a very well-rounded opportunity for them to get a taste of a lot of different walks of life and ways of life and career opportunities.
Absolutely.
So this takes place over the Monday and the Tuesday?
Yep.
And then when do they return to Peak Hill?
Wednesday morning, they go back to Peak Hill.
And they'd be exhausted.
Sorry, they come to our meeting on the Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's an important part. They do come to the meeting and they talk to the Rotarians.
Ah, okay.
And we have barbecues and things for them. And the teacher who's involved at the moment was just saying they come back really enthusiastic and full of more self-confidence.
I bet they
do. That's a pleasing. That's the first.
So that's in November. The Peak Hill students come to the city. Then in May.
Yep.
You take a bunch of kids from which school that goes out to Peak Hill?
No, No, we only take one student with us, which is our international exchange. So it's the Rotarians go up to Peak Hill and we stay in the local community, in the, you know, the motels, and use the local restaurants and coffee shops and things. On the Thursday, we talk to Year 10, because a lot of them are thinking of leaving school, or we try to talk to them about plan ahead and think of the career you might want and things you might do in Years 11 and 12, TAFE-oriented things you may want to do that will help you into a certain career path. We invite that current Year 11 down to Sydney in the following year, and then we spend a day and a half with Year 12, and we do PowerPoint presentations and workshops on job applications, resume maintenance and putting together a resume and how to maintain it. And then we talk about in quite a lot of detail preparing for an interview and how to handle yourself in an interview and the pros and cons and things.
And you do a mock
in the afternoon. We do two mock interviews. Mm-hmm. The students actually apply for a real job. They've sent us their application letter and their resume, which we then provide commentary on and give back to the teacher who supervises it. The student then comes in and is interviewed normally by two or more Rotarians, and they then have a debrief in between their first and second interviews, and then they have a second interview, and we basically provide feedback forms to the teacher as to how they went, their strengths and their weaknesses, and we give that back to the teacher, and then she follows up with them after we've left.
We're talking with Chris Brownlee and David Barnes from Belrose Rotary Club this afternoon about a program that their club runs in conjunction with a school out in the country called Peak Hill Central School. Back to the Rotarians.
Excellent. So how many Rotarians, David, do you take up with you to conduct this program at the school?
Again, the simple answer is enough to cover the interviews. It varies from year to year. It can be, I think, as little as six, as up to about 12.
Okay.
Sometimes we have the Rotarians' partners come along and assist, but it's very rewarding, I have to say. It's we get well received in the little town of Peak Hill.
So
we have a dinner we also have a dinner with the parents and the staff of the school whilst we're there, and that again is a really enjoyable experience.
So David, it's now April, 2020. You normally go up in May. This year, yep. I guess those plans are on hold.
Absolutely. What we've done, we've been in touch with the school, and we're looking at going up in September. Hopefully all this coronavirus is behind us and we'll be able to do it. So, yeah, we're still very keen to see the program up and running this year.
And so the whole program, that's bringing students from Peak Hill down to the city, and reciprocally you take your colleagues from Rotary up to Peak Hill. Is there any money exchanged in any of this, or how does it get financed?
The Rotarians fund the visit to the Peak Hill out of their own pocket. The trip to Sydney, the club does provide various covers expenses. For example, the trip to Taronga Zoo is paid for by the club, and barbecues and a few different little functions and outings would be paid for by the club.
Excellent. So it really does seem to be a very, very worthwhile project. Do other Rotary clubs do anything like this?
The only club that I know that has done something similar was Roseville for a while, did the little town of Trangie. But I don't think they're doing that anymore. They actually had an ex-Belrose member who was keen to get them involved in doing a similar program. So that's about the only club I know that's doing a similar thing.
Back to you, Chris Brownlee. Have you had any feedback at all from past students or from the teachers or the parents about the impact this has made?
We do have from time to time run into teachers at the school that were students that had come, or we have brothers and sisters from students who were there that have been down, and then they call into the school and see us when we're there. And most of the students always rave about their time that they've had with Belrose Rotary, whether it's been at the school or on their visit to Sydney. So it's a well-known experience to try and get onto the program to come to Sydney. to be a participant in this project.
Does the New South Wales Department of Education endorse this, or is there are they encouraging other schools and Rotary clubs to develop a matching process like this? Because it does seem such a valuable experience.
Well, PQL is a hub for what they started in 1990 as the Western Access Program, which involves not only PQL, but they link with Yeovil, Tullamore, Trundle, Tullamore, Tottenham and Trangie. They form an access program. That was the start of the access programs. And so they work together, bringing knowledge basically to all those little schools so that they feel as though they're not so isolated. To the point in 2010, they were able to provide HSC curriculum to those schools and to others in the area, all centred on PQL. So while it's a small school, it does a lot for the whole district.
So we've been talking this morning on Rotary Matters with Chris Branley and David Barnes from the Rotary Club of Belrose in the northern suburbs of Sydney about a fascinating project, the PQL project. Gentlemen, I'd like to extend congratulations to both of you and to your colleagues for such an impactful and valuable program. And I hope that through Rotary Matters, we can help give you a bit more recognition and exposure for that the project deserves. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys. Bye.